الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله رب العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يا فاطمة، كل عين باكية يوم القيامة إلا عين بكت على مصاب الحسين، فإنها ضاحكة مستبشرة بنعيم الجنة. صلوات على محمد. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says to his daughter, O Fatima, every eye shall tear and weep on the day of judgment, except the eye which tears for the musibat of Hussein ibn Ali, for that eye shall be given glad tidings of Jannah. Tonight is the 8th night of the month of Muharram, in which there is the commemoration of the champion of Islam, Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. Although not an imam, but the son of an imam, a brother of an imam, who has got a special place in the hearts of the lovers of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhi majma'in. For he is even called Qamar Banu Hashim. He is the moon of the clan of Hashims. Today, it would be befitting if we speak about the lofty person, about the person who Imam Hussein so dearly loved, who was the hope for water for the household of the Prophet, who was the hope for Sakina, and who was the hope for the hijab and the chadar of Zainab as well. But before we get into knowing what Abbas did in Karbala, we need to derive a little bit of teachings from him as well. We need to derive some lessons from him as well, for he was not only a warrior but an alim in his own right. What we learn from Abbas ibn Ali is love. What we learn from Abbas ibn Ali is loyalty. What we learn from Abbas ibn Ali is standing against tyranny. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says, من سمع رجلا ينادي بالمسلمين فلم يجبه فليس بمسلم. If a person hears, if a Muslim heard some people calling upon him for help, and the person doesn't help, he is not a Muslim. Meaning, if anybody calls upon a Muslim, we are alhamdulillah Muslims, and especially us, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, if anybody, whether it is a Christian, whether it is a Hindu, whether it is a Sikh, whether it is whoever it may be in this world, if they call upon you and me or a Muslim to go and help them and we don't go, the Prophet said he is not a Muslim. Not only that, but Islam teaches us to be good to animals as well. Not only human beings, animals as well. It is a teaching of the Ahlul Bayt Salamullah Alayhim to be good to not only humans but animals as well. As it is said in one of the books of the Gnostics, that one person was passing by the alleyways in Tehran and he saw a hungry dog in the gutter with a few puppies which were trying to get milk out of the mother, but they could not because the dog was hungry and distressed, and he was seen in agony by this person. He went to a nearby shop, bought whatever he could buy, and gave it to the dog to eat. For me and you, this may be something silly, this may be something small, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was something for this person to get blessings from Allah. It was nothing small in front of Allah, because even a dog is a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a different issue whether it is najis or not, but it is after all a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn this from the Ahlul Bayt Salamullah Alayhi, that the whole surah has been revealed on their name just because of their good deed. To serve Allah is to serve humanity. To serve humanity is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once, and you all know this, Janabi Hassan and Imam Hussein got a little sick, ill, and Imam Ali, Bibi Fatima did another to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Janabi Fizza as well, that, oh Allah, when they get better, we will fast for 3 days, continuous. And alhamdulillah, Allah gave them the health, and now the time of fulfilling the pledge and oath came. Thus, they fasted, the whole family, Imam Ali, Bibi Fatima, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and the lady Fizza, they all fasted in the household. In the evening, when they made food, which was just enough for the five of them, they hear a knock on the door. A person comes and says, "O household of the Prophet, never a person has gone away from your house without getting anything. We are hungry, I am hungry, can we have some food?" Imam Ali says, "My portion should be going to this person." The lady Bibi Fatima says, "Even my portion goes to this poor person. Imam Hassan did the same, Imam Hussein did the same, even Janabi Fizza did the same. They all gave their food away to the poor. And this happened for 3 days continuous. They only slept with drinking water, and that's it. The next day they were fasting again. For 3 continuous days. Allah sends an ayah on this. He says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And they give food to the poor, to the people who are distressed, destitute, miskeen, poor people, orphans, people in distress. And while giving the food, this is what we have to learn. Not only giving with one hand and taking from the other is not the teaching of Ahlul Bayt Salamullahi Alayhi. It is not. They say, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We are giving you this just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not need thanks from you, neither do we want any reward from you. That is the spirit that we have to have in our hearts. That is the spirit that the Muslimin have to have in their hearts. For one, when they give, they need to be thanked. And this is not what Ahlul Bayt is teaching us. Nut'imukum liwajhillah. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura. We are giving you this not for you to thank us, but for Allah to bless us. And look at the teaching of Imam Sajjad Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam to his son Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya bunayya if'al al-khayr ila kulli man talaba mink. Oh my son, do good deeds. Help any person who comes and asks for help from you. فَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ فَقَدْ أَصَبْتَ مَوْضِعَهُ. If he is indeed a needy person, then you have fulfilled the desire. You have reached your goal. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ كُنْتَ أَنْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. And oh my son, if you feel for any reason that he was not worthy of your help, at least thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have got the chance of responding to this person in a positive manner. In a positive manner. As we say when someone comes to seek help from us, we say, but is he worthy? Why don't you see that you have been chosen for this person to come to you? Why don't we see it in that angle? When people come for help, they degrade themselves. Whatever their reasons, that is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at least from the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, we learn that when someone comes up to us for any help, whoever it may be, whether it is a Muslim or non-Muslim, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that at least the opportunity is given to us by Allah to help someone. Not just to see and say, brother, go and sell your house and then you will be good. You cannot do that. Whatever a person is, when he needs help, when he seeks for help, we should help. What we learn from Imam Hadrat Abbas as well is this. This is helping each other. This is helping someone who is in distress. But what about if a brother in Iman or a brother comes to you for help? Then what? Then Allah says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. As far as helping others is concerned, you should be proud to help others, not to seek their thanks, but to seek the blessings of Allah. But when it comes to a brother in faith, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Make peace between each other. The brothers in faith, make peace between each other. Although Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was the brother of Hadrat Abbas, but Abbas never called him as brother. He always called him as a master. Just because of the teaching of Ummul Baneen, who was the wife of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahi alayhi. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum. Make peace between each other. You know, brothers and sisters, I always forget, sisters are there. There are three types of poor people. And there may be many. This is for according to my view. Three types. One person will be poor. He'll be wearing ragged clothes. You know that he's poor. You will give him something. You say, here, brother. And the other thing is, Imam has taught us how to give also. They say, don't give it this way. Give it this way. Give it this way. So that when a person takes, he takes it from beneath, not from above. He takes it from above, not from beneath. Because when we give it this way, you see, we're putting something up here. Imam says, don't do that. When you give it this way. So that the person who is taking, takes it from up, he feels elevated. Three types. One who is seen to be poor, help him. The other who is content, he is eating, he is drinking. But if something major befalls him, any ailment comes in his family, any sickness comes in his family, we are fortunate here that we have the NHS services. Others are not. Others are not fortunate. They have to foot their own bills for treatments. Over here, we have to wait in a queue, but we get our treatments free. But there are others, people in Iran, in Iraq, in Africa, in India, who pay for their own treatments. When an affliction comes into their house, they cannot afford it anymore. They are just content by eating food. But when something of this nature happens, they cannot afford it. Two, the third type of a person is he who is poor, but because he will not be indignified, he will not be make an insult of himself, he will not go to anybody to ask for help. And my dear brothers, Ahlul Bayt, lovers of Ahlul Bayt, we should be looking for these type of people. We should be sorting these type of people. We should go to them just like Mawla Ali alayhi salatu wasalam did. He used to carry food on his back at nights. And he used to go and look for the poor people, knock on their door and say, here is food for you. And when they asked, who are you? He said, well, a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and fulfill your desires. Not to say, I am Mr. So and so, and I have brought this to you, then tomorrow please tell your neighbors that I have come. That is not what Islam is teaching us. No. Give, but don't, your left hand should not even know that you have given. This is the spirit. When Abbas gave his life to Hussein ibn Ali, he didn't want anything from it. He just wanted the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of Hussein ibn Ali salamullahi alayhi. On the 21st of, before that, in Medina once, recite one salawat please. In Medina once, Imam Hussein called upon Abbas. And immediately Abbas came to Imam Hussein. And he said, and this is a norm, a practice, a normal practice. Whenever Imam used to call Abbas, he used to run. Immediately used to be there sitting, yes master. And Hussein looked at him one day and said, Abbas, there will be a day when I shall call upon you and you will not answer, and you shall not answer back. Abbas didn't say anything, he kept quiet, but he just stood outside the room. He didn't sleep at night for days, on and on and on. Maybe Imam would call me and I would not be attending to him. Zainab came to find out about this. And she called Abbas and said, Abbas, is it true that you are not sleeping now and that you are standing outside the door of Hussein ibn Ali? Look at me, brother, just look at me. Abbas had been taught by his mother not to look eye to eye with Zainab. Zainab says to Abbas, look at me, brother. The mother, Ummul Baneen, was standing there. Abbas looks at Ummul Baneen. She says, mother, my sister is requesting me to see. Shall I? Ummul Baneen grants the permission. He raises his eye. And Zainab looks at the eye and says, Abbas, what is wrong with you, Abbas? Why don't you sleep at nights? Your eyes have become red. He says, Imam Hussein has said this, that there will be a day when I shall call you and you will not answer to me. Maybe Zainab took Abbas to Hussein. Hussein, Abbas doesn't sleep at night. For you have said something of this nature to him. Hussein takes Abbas, makes him sit and says, Abbas, yes, it is true. There will be a time when I shall call you, you will not answer back to me. And that time is not now, it will be in Karbala, when you will have no hands and sleeping on the banks of River Euphrates. When I shall call on everybody, but they will not be there, I will be left alone to go and fight the enemy. This is Abbas, a loyal brother of Hussein ibn Ali. From amongst his titles, one of his titles is Babul Hawa'ij. That means he is the door of fulfillment of wishes and desires. Legitimate though. Babul Hawa'ij. And you will get many incidents written in many books about the miracles that Abbas has performed. And you need faith in this. You just need faith. There was a lady who wanted to go to the Ziyarat of Imam Hussein. And as people know here, that in the olden days, people could not go for the Ziyarat of Hussein ibn Ali. They were being killed, systematically murdered. Those who even dared to go to the Ziyarat of Imam Hussein, they used to kill them. The kings and whoever were in charge. Even then, the mu'mineen used to go. This old lady, she said to her son, "Son, I don't care whatever the problems and difficulties in here. I want to go for the Ziyarat of Hussein ibn Ali." The son said, "But mother, you know the system, you know the announcement. The king is going to kill us." She says, "I don't care. I will tell Hussein, I am coming, you take care of me. That's it." The son said, "Fine." He was an obedient child. He said, "Okay." He took the mother, and as they reached the bridge of Karbala, the security guards were standing there. So they stopped, said, "Where are you going?" The lady, who could not see properly, she was partially blind, she says, "We are going to Ziyarat of Hussein ibn Ali and Abbas." The soldier said, "Don't you know? The rule is that if one of you wants to go, one of them dies. So who is amongst you going to die?" The woman said, "I am old. I cannot even see properly. He is my support. Allow him to come with me." The security guard says, "No." And they kill the son. They kill the son. And they throw him down on the bridge and they push the mother there with him. The mother is left lamenting on the son. She cries and cries and cries. In the process, she says to Imam Hussein, "Oh Hussein, an old woman like me who was, this is my only support that I had for the last days. And now I was coming for your ziyarat and these people have killed my son. What am I to do now?" Suddenly she heard a voice. She heard a voice come from somewhere, said, "Lady, your son is not dead. Here is your son sitting beside you." And the son said, "Yes, mother, I am here." And the person said, "Take this route to Karbala and you will reach Karbala." Subhanallah. Faith. The lady looked at the son. She was literally amazed and she said, "Son, this man must be a divine person to bring you back to life. He must be a very divine person." She turned to the person and said, "Oh person, can you please give me your hands? I want to kiss them." The person said, "Haven't you heard the story of Karbala? That when Abbas fell from the horse, he had no hands. He had no hands. Thus he is Babul Hawaij, brothers and sisters, mu'mineen, he is Babul Hawaij. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his wasila, our desires can be fulfilled. Why not?" On the 21st of Ramadan, when Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam was giving wasiyah, he called Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, "Hassan, come." Imam came and sat there. He called all his other children, Hussein, Zainab, Umm Kulthum, all of them he called. And he gave each child's hand in the hand of Hassan. And he said, "Oh Hassan, these are my children. Take care of them. These are my children, take care of them. After me, you are the father of these children, these orphans." In a corner, he heard two voices of crying. He said, "Who is crying? I'm still alive. Who is crying?" Ummul Baneen was brought to Imam Ali. Imam said, "Why are you crying? I'm still alive." She says, "Mawla, you have given all the children's hands in the hands of Hassan. Has Abbas made any mistakes that you have not given the hand of Abbas in the hand of Hassan?" Imam Ali looked at Abbas, called him and said, Abbas, come here. He called Hussein, come here. He took Abbas's hand and gave it in the hand of Hussein. And he said, Hussein, this is Abbas. On the day of Karbala, on the day of Ashura, when you will be surrounded by the enemies, give him on my behalf. He will protect you on my behalf. Thus, they reached Karbala. The Sakina, what you call. The person who was the hope for water for Sakina. Abbas. On the night of Ashura, Shimr al-Jawshan, la'natullahi alayhi, calls upon Abbas and says, Abbas, you are my relative. Come on my side, I will help you. Abbas looks at him with rage and says, how dare you ask me to come to you? You know, I am Abbas ibn Ali. I am the brother of Hussein ibn Ali. He told these people, do not fight against Hussein. To no avail. When he came back to the tents, Hussein ibn Ali asks Abbas, Abbas, Shimr has offered you, hasn't he? He's offered you security and safety. He says, yes, Mawla, he has. Hussein asks, what do you think, Abbas? Abbas looks towards Karbala, looks towards Najaf and says, father, my master is asking me the question today. He looked at Hussein and he said, I will lay my life for you, Hussein, my brother, my master, but I will not go to Shim. He goes to the tents of the children and he sees Sakina, 4 or 5 year old daughter of Hussein, crying for thirst. Thirst was squeezing life out of these little children. It was squeezing out life. He looked at Sakina and said, Sakina, do not worry. Tomorrow when my master gives me the permission to go, I will go and get water for you. On the day of Ashura, when everybody was killed, when Akbar was no more, Qasim was no more, Aun Muhammad was no more, Abbas went to Hussein and said, master, grant me permission to go and fight these people and fetch some water for the household. Hussein looked at Abbas and said, Abbas, you are the standard bearer of my army. How can I allow you to go? Abbas looks at Hussein and says, master, but where is the army? Where is the army that you're talking about? Abbas says, Hussein says, yes, Abbas, go and seek permission from Zainab. Go and take permission from Zainab, your sister. He went to Zainab. He looked at Zainab and said, sister, Zainab, give me permission to go to the battlefield and fetch water. Zainab looked at Abbas and said, Abbas, when I used to hear that we are going to be tied with ropes and our chadar is going to be stolen and taken away from our heads, I used to say, never. So long as Abbas is with us, this thing will not happen. But since you are taking permission from me to go to the battlefield, I feel the time has now come that our hope will diminish with your going. Oh Abbas, our hope will diminish because of your going. He goes to Sakina, sits down, takes Sakina, puts her on the lap and says, Sakina, my child, my darling, master is going to allow me, I'm going to fetch water for you from the battlefield, from the river. Sakina looks at Abbas and says, Abbas, my dear uncle, I'll be waiting for the time when you bring water for me. I will be waiting for the time. He goes to Hussein ibn Ali. He looks at Hussein and says, master, I want to go to the battlefield. I cannot stand the cries of the children saying, Al-Atash, Al-Atash. Hussein looked at Abbas and said, Abbas, take your sword. Take the water skin. Go and fetch water for the children. When Abbas heard this, he mounted the horse. He went towards the battlefield. He fought very much. He fought gallantly. He killed many people. And he reached the river. He went and he filled the water skin with water. As he was filling the water skin with water, he took a little in his hand. He took a little in his hand. He wanted to drink that water, but he remembered the thirst of Sakina and Hussein. And he said, how can I drink water when Sakina and Hussein and my master and Bibi Zainab are all thirsty? He threw the water again. He took the water skin. He put it with him on his right shoulder. He took his alam. He mounted the horse again, and he went towards the camp of Hussein ibn Ali. As he was going, someone from the enemy shouted, if water reaches the camp of Hussein, it will be very difficult to fight them. Stop Abbas to reach the camps of Hussein. Stop Abbas to reach the camps of Hussein. But Abbas was going and going towards the camp of Hussein. Suddenly someone was hiding from behind a tree. He landed a blow on the right shoulder of Hussein, of Abbas, and his right shoulder fell on the ground. Suddenly, immediately, Abbas moved the water skin from the right to the left. And he took, and he was moving towards the camp. As he was going towards the camp, suddenly another person blew, another arm was chopped off Hazrat Abbas. The left arm was Abbas was chopped as well. When this happened, Abbas ibn Ali had only one thing in mind, how to make this water go to the camps of Hussein. He took the water skin and put it in it and bit it with his teeth. He saved it with his teeth while the barrier was with his chest and the horse. At the moment, at that same time, Zainab and Hussein were watching the battle. They saw the alam quavering. They saw the alam shivering. And Zainab prayed to Allah and said, oh Allah, Abbas is the only hope for water reaching the camps of Sakina. Oh Allah, safeguard my Abbas. Safeguard my brother. But it was not to happen. As he was going further, someone pierced an arrow to the water skin. All the water that he had collected for the camp in Sakina fell down on the ground. And someone hit on his head and he came down from the horse, he came on the floor. Ulama say, the Maqatil say, that every shaheed that was falling from the mount was falling with their hands with them. It was only Abbas who fell from his mount, he had no hands. He had no hands with him. Suddenly he called on Mawla Hussein. He said, ya Mawla, assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. When Imam Hussein heard this, he went towards the battlefield, reached where Abbas was, and said, Abbas, my back is broken now, Abbas, my back is broken. You have left me in this world, you have left me for nothing now. On Abbas's one hand there was blood, while on the other there was an arrow pierced. He took Abbas's head and he put it on his lap. As he did that, Abbas took his head and put it back on the ground. Again, Hussein took his head, put it on his lap. Again, Abbas put his head on the ground. Hussein said, Abbas, what is the matter? I am taking your head and putting on my lap and you're keeping on removing it. Abbas says, Hussein, brother, master, I am thinking of the time when you will be on the ground. Who will put the head on your on their laps? Who will put your head on their laps? That is the time I am thinking about, oh master. Hussein heard some murmuring from Abbas. And Abbas said, Hussein, master, I have got some wishes to make. I have got some wasiyat to make. Hussein said, yes, Abbas, what are the wasiyats? What are your final wishes? Tell me, Abbas, what are your final wishes? Abbas says, do not take my body back to the camp. Do not take my body back to the camp, O master. Hussein says, but why, Abbas? He says, because I am shy of Sakina. I had told her I will bring water for her, but I cannot get water for her, so I am shy for Sakina. I cannot, please don't take me to the camp. When Imam Hussein heard this, he said, brother, even I have a wish to make to you, brother. Oh Abbas, even I have a wish to make for you. Abbas says, yes, master, make your wish. He says, Abbas, from very young, from childhood, you have always called me master. You have always called me Mawla. Just for once, call me brother, Abbas. Just for once, call me brother. Abbas looked at Hussein. Imam removed the blood from his eye. Abbas looked at Hussein and said, brother. And he passed away. Azad arena Imam Hussein. Abul Fadl al-Abbas Hussein ke bhai. Sakkaya Sakina Alamdare Hussein ibn Ali. Wo bhai Abbas jo Sakkaya Sakina the, Zainab ki chadar ki dharas the. Jab Zainab ke paas ijazat ke liye gaye hain to Zainab ne kaha, bhaiya Abbas, main sunte aayi thi, kafi suna tha maine ki meri chadar lutegi, mujhko rassi mein bandha jayega, magar main ye kaha karti thi ki jiska Abbas jaisa bhai ho, uski bhala behan ki chadar kis tarah chheeni ja sakti hai. Abbas, magar aaj yakin hota chala ja raha hai Abbas ki haan, hamari chadare bhi chhinengi, hamare bazu bhi bandhenge. Jao Abbas, jao. Hussein ke paas aaye, maula se kaha, maula, sakina ki pyaas dekhi nahi jati, sakina ki pyaas mujhse dekhi nahi jati, maula ijazat chahta hu, maula ijazat chahta hu. Maula ne ijazat di. Abbas ko kaha, haan bhaiya Abbas, jao, jaake pani leke aao sakina ke liye. Abbas sakina paas jate kehte hain, sakina beti, pani lene ja raha hu, thoda sabr karna, pani mil jayega. Abbas ghode pe sawar hote hain, talwar ko utha ke, talwar ko aur alam ko utha ke Abbas maktal ki taraf jate hain, furat ki taraf jate hain, kafir ashqiya ko wasile jahannam karke furat ki taraf pahunchte hain. Furat pe pahunch ke wo pani, unhone kuze mein pani bhara, pani bhar ke khud ne ek chullu pani haath mein liya, हाथ में चुल्लू भर पानी लिया, पीना चाहा, मगर सकीना की अलअतश की आवाज कानों में गूंजी, हुसैन इब्न अली की प्यास याद आई, ज़ैनब की प्यास याद आई, पानी फेंक दिया, कहा किस तरह से मैं पानी पी सकता हूं जबकि सकीना प्यासी है, सकीना प्यासी है. मशकीजे को लेके, अलम को लेके इमाम अब्बास आगे बढ़ते हैं, घोड़े पे सवार होके हुसैन इब्न अली की पास जाते हैं. इतने में पीछे से कोई वार करके शाना कलम कर दिया, हजरत अब्बास का शाना कलम कर दिया. अब्बास ने मशकीजे को लेके दाहिनी तरफ रखा, थोड़ा आगे बढ़े, किसी अश्किया ने दाहिना शाना भी कलम कर दिया. जब अब्बास ने ये देखा, दुआ निकली है, परवरदिगार ये पानी सकीना तक पहुंच जाए, यही दुआ करता हूं कि पानी सकीना तक पहुंच जाए, मगर नहीं हुआ. अजीजाने गिरामी, अजीज अजादारा ने इमाम हुसैन, जब ये हुआ, अब्बास ने मशकीजे को दांतों में लिया और अलम को बचाया. जब ज़ैनब ने देखा कि अलम डगमगा रहा है, हाथों को बुलंद करके कहा, परवरदिगारा खैर हो मेरे भाई की, खैर हो. जब ये सुनना था, अब्बास इब्न अली को के सर में किसी ने गुर्जा मारा, अब्बास जमीन पे गिरे. मक्तल में लिखते हैं कि जितने भी शहीद जब घोड़े से गिरते थे तो हाथों के बल गिरते थे, एक वाहिद फकत अब्बास थे कि जब घोड़े से जमीन पे आए तो उनके पास हाथ नहीं थे. किस तरह से गिरे होंगे जमीन पर, आवाज दी, अस्सलामु अलैक या अबा अब्दुल्लाह, अस्सलामु अलैक या इब्न रसूलुल्लाह. हुसैन ने जब यह सदा सुनी, मक्तल की तरफ भागे, जहां पे अब्बास का लाश अब्बास पड़े थे वहां पे पहुंचे. अब्बास के पास पहुंच के सर को उठा के जानू पे रखा. जब जानू पे रखा, अब्बास ने सर को हटा के जमीन में रख दिया. फिर हुसैन ने अब्बास का सर उठा के जानू पे रखा, अब्बास ने फिर से जमीन में रख दिया. हुसैन ने कहा, अब्बास क्या बात है, मैं जब भी तुम्हारा सर जानू पे रखता हूं, तुम निकाल के जमीन में रख देते हो. अब्बास कहने लगे, मौला मौला मुझे उस वक्त का नजारा दिखाई दे रहा है कि जब आप जमीन में होंगे और आपको उठाने वाला कोई नहीं होगा। मौला किस तरह मैं मेरे सर आपके जानू में रख सकता हूं। एक आंख में तीर, एक आंख में खून था अब्बास के। अब्बास हुसैन ने आंख से खून निकाला और देखा अब्बास की तरफ। अब्बास ने कहा, मौला मौला मेरी कुछ ख्वाहिशें हैं, मौला मौला मेरी कुछ ख्वाहिशें हैं। पहली तो ख्वाहिश यह है कि मेरे लाशे को खैमे में न ले जाना, मेरे लाशे को खैमे में न ले जाना। अब हुसैन ने पूछा, अब्बास वो किस लिए? अब्बास ने कहा, सकीना से शर्मिंदा हूं मौला, सकीना से वादा किया था पानी का मगर पानी नहीं पहुंचा पा रहा हूं मौला, सकीना से शर्मिंदा हूं मौला। बस ये सुनना था कि इमाम हुसैन ने कहा, अब्बास मेरी भी एक ख्वाहिश है, मेरी भी एक ख्वाहिश है। मौला ने कहा, मेरी ख्वाहिश यह है कि जब से तुम पैदा हुए हो तुमने हमेशा मुझे मौला कह के पुकारा है, आज भैया कह के पुकारो, अब्बास भैया कह के पुकारो। बस ये सुनना था कि अब्बास के मुंह से आवाज निकली, भैया, और जन्नत को परवाज कर गए। वाह अब्बास, या अब्बास, या अब्बास।